Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday Night Edition, Into the Night with me, your host, Sean Kelly. What a beautiful day. It snowed. Yes, it snowed here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The sun came out for about maybe 10 minutes in the afternoon, like 4 in the afternoon of some sort. And then it got dark and gloomy and cold, and it snowed. You know, so I was telling my coworkers at work, I was like, you know, we haven't seen sun here in a long time in Pittsburgh. And usually, if you look at the history behind Pittsburgh, there's hardly any, you know, it's gloomy all the time, you know. And so today I was out having, you know, on my break, I was having a couple cigarettes and, or my Juul that I smoke, and the sun never came out. It was gloomy. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on now? What's going on with, you know, this weather, you know? It sucks. It really sucks. And with the weather being gloomy and no sun shining, you know, nothing like that, it's very depressing. Yes, very, very depressing. And there's a lot of people out there who are depressed or anxious, have anxiety, whatever, you know? And hopefully, okay, hey, Cindy Mitch, how are you? Good to see you, hon. Hello, Alex. Thank you very much for being here. And we have to, I don't know, try to find our own happiness, I guess, or try to do the best. My health is okay. Thank you for asking me that question. My health is great. Thank you. But I am old and I got arthritis from my job, but you know what? It comes. But you know what? We really got to find our own happiness out there. You know, this is not going to be a gloom and doom show tonight. No, it is an open discussion. Well, we can talk about anything and everything that you guys want to talk about. So people in the chat room, please come up with some ideas. If you have a question of some sort, let's just have a laid back, you know, nice, friendly show. Seriously. But before we get on, okay, before we go on, I want to say that I am on UPRN Talk Radio 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi. Okay. I want to thank UPRN Talk Radio. Hey, Joe Fox, good to see you, pal. And, you know, and I want to thank Joe Monteldo, for who owns the station, for allowing me to share an hour of your time on Sunday night. And I'm also on Tuesday night too at 8:10. And April 6th, you guys got to write this down. April 6th at the Dudas Farm, D-U-D-A-S Farm in Brownsville, Pennsylvania, there is going to be an open investigation for all paranormal groups and for people who do not belong to a group, who are fascinating with the paranormal, come on down, because you're going to have a lot of people there, a lot of groups, a lot of people that know what they're doing and that investigated for a long time. And you can learn. You can go out with these teams, you know. Plus, you'll see me there. Plus, you'll see me there. But no, remember, April 6th of this year in Brownsville, PA at the Dudas Farm, there's going to be an open investigation. And on that note, let's start. So today, I was watching TV, and me and my brother were sitting there in the living room, and we were talking superpowers. Now, I want everyone to participate in this, okay, if you can. If you had a superpower, what would you have? What would be your superpower? Freighter says, Brownsville used to have the Brownsville Hospital that sat vacant for years and years. awesome for Ubrex and paranormal. Had some amazing contact with a young baby there. Whole town is run down. Yes, I've done a couple investigations there too, Freighter. But you know what? I did not do the hospital. But yeah, I hope to see you and your group down there, Freighter. Honestly, it's going to be an experience. It's going to be really good. Not only does it help people explore the paranormal, but it also, you know, helps out the Dudas Farm, you know, because from what I understand is that they do a lot for the community down there. Okay. And we just got to show them some love. We got to show them some paranormal love is what we need to do. But back to my question, everybody, please answer. What superpower would you want? Or what kind of superpower do you think you could have? And I think it's kind of interesting, you know. I will tell you mine, okay. My superpower would be to go out and go into, you know, out into the spirit world and fight all the bad spirits that are out there. Yes. To go to another world. Joe Fox. Wow, tough cut. Joe Fox says, wow, tough question for sure. I know it is tough. It is tough. It kind of like makes you think, Joe. But you know what? It's something that just to pass the time away, just to think of something that what would you want, you know? And another part of the question, maybe I could take it a little bit more easier on you guys. Who is your favorite super guy? You know, like Marvel Comics and stuff like that. That makes it a lot. Mine is Wolverine. Yes. And Deadpool. Those are my two favorites. You know, I like Deadpool. He's good. He's funny as hell. But, you know, if you can and just share and tell us what you want to be, what would your superpower be? Mine would be leaving this world and going into the other world and fighting all the bad spirits that are out there. Or maybe go out there and help people who actually need help. That would be pretty cool, you know. So that would be mine, okay. My brother, when he talked about his, I mean, he's really into D&D. Yeah. Okay, Alec is her. Pam Gregory is my favorite astrologer. Okay, that's cool. So, would you want to, you know, do what Pam does? That would be like really cool if you could do that. It just seems that the stars, you know, the planets. I mean, that would be very, very interesting because, you know, nowadays this is like the 21st century and there's a lot of, that's good. Then go for it, Alec. Go for it, buddy. But, you know, people are starting to look into the stars, looking into the galaxies, looking at, you know, the wormholes that are out there. And so, I know when I was growing up, astrology wasn't so big back then, okay? And I really didn't give it a rat's butt, you know, about astrology until I started working and doing podcasts, you know, listening to all the UFO experts, listening to all the astronomers, not all of them. I had one astronomer on with Jenny Nicasio on Chasing Prophecy a long time ago. Freighter Crow says, don't watch the superhero movies, so I don't have a favorite. But for powers, I would pick being two-time, jump between dimensions and linear time. That's cool. Let me put that up so I can read that again. My friend Freighter Crow says, he doesn't watch the superhero movies, so he doesn't have a favorite. But for powers, I would pick being two-time jump between dimensions and linear time. You know, I guess that's what, you know, I kind of like, you know, what mine would be, you know. I think it would be so cool to do that, you know. Freighter, question to you. Would you jump into the future to see what the future was all about? Do you think maybe the future, if you could jump into the future, would it change the outlook on life the way life has set for you? You know, a lot of people, you know, I talk to, they tell me that they want to go back into their past. They want to go back to when they were like 18, 17, 18 years old. Okay. And they want to start over again their whole life. They just wanted a brand new life. Freighter Crow said, I would jump back and forth between past, present, and future and shape it like a sculpt. Oh, that's cool as hell. That sounds pretty neat. That would be great. That would be one hell of a sculptor. That would be. And Freighter, I know you could do it, brother. I know you can. But would, Mike, so people want to go back to their past. They want to start over when they were 17, 18 years old and do their whole life over again. My question to you, everybody, is would you want to do that? Okay. Because if you do go back to the future or go back to when you first started. Hey, Tara Lee Brecken, good to see you. I love you too, hon. Good to see you too. Would you want to start over at 18? I wouldn't. No. Ah, my virgin eyes, Tara Lee. My virgin eyes. Because if you go back to the future and you start over again, who knows what's going to happen in your life? It will change all everything that you have done. I mean, sure, you want to go back and you want to, you know, not rob that store, or you want to meet the right woman, or you could have done this better. Okay. And all these things that you wanted to do. Hey, public school is Catholic. I'm not going there. This isn't a religious show, my dear. This is not a religious show, but that's for another show that we could talk about. I would not, I mean, think about it. You wouldn't be where you're at if you did or didn't, whatever it is, to get you to where you're at right now. Think about it, right? Hey, Tony Sabalos, good to see you, buddy. See, hello from San Antonio. I hope everything's okay down in Texas, brother. Hope the weather's good for you. It's snowing up here in Pittsburgh. And Freighter says, if you had no reason to regret past mistakes because you could start again, you would ever have grown from the mistakes to overcome them. Ah. I like that, Freighter. Let me read that again. My friend Freighter Crow says, if you had no reason to regret past mistakes because you could start again, you would ever have grown from the mistakes to overcome them. Never. Oh, okay. Never have grown from the mistakes to overcome them. Okay. And he's right. He's so right. We all make mistakes, and we made mistakes when we were young and when we were in our teens, and then when we were in our 20s and 30s, we made mistakes. But like he said, you need to learn from them almost. Honestly, I don't think I could go back. I don't think I want to go back. Because who's to say that I wouldn't have my son? You know, maybe I'll have like 5 or 6 kids. Tara Lee Brecken says, I love my mentors, family, certain family members, and best friends. Thank you for sharing that, Tara. I'm sure we all love you too. You know, I'm sure it goes back to that. But not me. I for me, I wouldn't do it. No. I got where I am today because I was laid out that path when I was born. A lot of people say that your life is mapped out before you're born, you know. And did I learn from all my mistakes growing up? No, I haven't. Tara says, had things been different, I wouldn't have met who I did. Ah, okay. So Tara, I'm glad you said that. Would you go back? Now you said no, okay. You said no, you wouldn't, or the other F word, no. But would, if you could, if you really wanted to start off and find the right guy, knowing what that person did to you now, would you try to find somebody else? Would that be something that you'd be looking for? Would it be? Listen, I had a great wife, I did. We she was more like my best friend. No. Okay. All right. So Tara, that means that you're okay with what has happened so far, that you've learned after these mistakes. And then see, to me, there are sometimes I get into a little rut. When I get into this rut, I'm like, damn, if I could only find somebody different. But you know what? My wife gave me my son, you know. Me and my wife and I, my ex-wife and I, we couldn't be married because it just did not work out right. But you know what? Today, we were best of friends. You know what I mean? So why would I want to go back? No, not at all. I have a loving son. She gave me a son who I love dearly. Who I love dearly, who came out being gay, and I love him for that. I love him, and I just am so happy that he's happy. Now, if I knew that when he came out and told me, and I said, well, I better go back and try, you know, see if I can change his mind, I wouldn't want to do that because that wouldn't be my son. That wouldn't, you know, I'm just happy and content with where I'm at right now. You know, I am totally, and I hope that everybody else is out there that is content. Who knows? Maybe I would have never become free will. Exactly, Joe. Good response, free will. And we all have free will, you know, and that's what makes our lives, everybody's lives, I would have to say challenging. Thank you for the hearts, brother. And I find it like trying, you know, to do better. Now, I lost train of thought, so I have to read what Tara had to say here. I try to think about the now this is Tara, she wrote. Okay. I try to think about the fact if I hate him, I hate 50% of each of my children, of her children, that I cannot do. And for the adventures, my high school love and I did, I wouldn't love things the way I do today. And thank you for sharing that, Tara. I'm going to read that one more time. I said, and Tara wrote, I try to think about the fact if I hate him, I hate 50% of each of my children that I cannot do. And for the adventures, my high school love, and I did, I wouldn't love things the way I do. Ooh, I just got some goosebumps. I got a lot of goosebumps. Thank you for sharing that very much, Tara. Joe Fox says, you don't want to change anyone. You can't. And what's crazy, there were people in my life that wanted to change me when I got married. I'll be honest with you, my marriage was that my wife wanted to change me. And she couldn't because I did not allow. So we're happy, we're good, we're great where she's at. She's happy where she's at, and I'm happy where I'm at. Yeah. So no. So I see in here, in the people that are chatting, okay, they wouldn't want to do it, which is great. But me being me, if you think that you wanted to go back, then go for it. Somehow, if you can, if you could, somehow go for it and see what happens. Maybe it will turn out all good for you. Maybe you will find that loving person. Maybe you'll have, instead of five children, you'll have 15 children. You'll know how to save money. You know how to work the stock markets and stuff like that, you know? But one day I did think about it, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I would, me personally, and I'm talking about myself, me personally, I would probably do the same things that I did now. That's how I am, you know. That's how I am. Kind of know it. So thank you for sharing about your superheroes, your superpowers. If anybody comes up with a superpower that they would like to share with us, feel free to do so. You know, my room is open to everyone. I hold no grudges against anybody. And you know, my people who listen to my show all the time, you know, they're good people. So they wouldn't laugh at you. They wouldn't do nothing. So if you're afraid to speak up, please don't speak. Speak up. Tell us what you want. Tell us what you feel. If anybody else out there has any questions that they would like to ask, or if something happened the past week that you'd like to share with us, then we can do that. NSPS TV. Okay. NSPS TV, black-eyed children has been spotted again in West Texas. What do you think is going on out there? Okay. What I think is going on? There's a lot of, and to me, from what I see in the news and what I read, okay, there's a lot of negativity going on out there. Okay. And there's a lot of abuse to people. And I believe, and I think, now my buddy Tony, he's from Texas. He's a great guy. You know, and I think there are demonic forces down there in Texas that are affecting the children. And with the black dark eyes, now you can agree with me or you can disagree with me. That's okay. That's what I love about America. We're allowed to talk about this and have our own agendas and what we think. Black-eyed children, to me, are possessed by demons. I believe that wholeheartedly. And you can't blame the children because the children are innocent. And that's true. They are totally innocent. It's the assholes who do things, who do stuff and make, well, how can I say, who do things that are evil that affects the children, you know. I personally have never met anyone, a dark-eyed child. Oh, hold on. Oh, my cousin came in. Tara says, You superpowers putting up with your best friend for 24 years, brother. Yeah, that's true. 24 years, Tara. That's a long time. We had some good times back then. Dale Vincent Patrice Jr., my cousin. He's my cousin. I love him. Love him dearly. Sending you much love yet again from St. Petersburg, my man. Love being able to watch you again. And I couldn't agree with you more on this topic. Why, thank you, brother. How did the Pirates do today? You know, my cousin, he's down in Florida with his mom and the family watching spring training for the Pittsburgh Pirates, I do believe. Thank you. Thank you for the nice words there, cuz. But I have never, ever, ever met a black-eyed child, you know. Would I like to sit down and talk to them if they're, you know, if they are demoned? Yeah. Find out what's going on. And do what I can to help them if they want to be helped. And it's not so much the children. It's adults, too. It's adults, too. There's a very close friend of mine. One time we went out and we were eating at a Chinese buffet. And this is the true story, true. And we're sitting there and we're eating. And I was telling him how I was doing good in AA and how I found a higher power and all that stuff. And as God is my witness, my friend, his eyes turn stone black, literally turned black in front of me. And he talked in a different language. And it wasn't really, it wasn't friendly. It wasn't nice. But eventually, he came out of it. And I looked at him and I said, are you possessed, dude? You possessed. And he said, yeah, I am, just a little bit. And I said, well, thank you for telling me that. But it's not just children, it's people. Now, why do people, why do people go out and perform certain magic? You know, I'm not knocking magic at all. I'm just saying, why would they want to be summoned by something evil out there? Why? Why would they want that? To show power? To show that they can get whatever they want when they're, I guess, possessed? I think it's, you know, like I said, you know, and everyone knows, I do not judge people at all. And if you do what you got to do, then do it. If it makes you happy, let, you know, be happy about it. If it don't make you happy, then don't do it. But I'd like to know what makes people go out and do 30 or just become evil, if you want to say it. Like today, I work with a guy, and he is a reborn Christian. And what I love about him is that he doesn't push it on me, because I hate when people push religion on me. I don't know what you all think, but I hate when they do. But so I had a question for him today. I had a question. I asked him, if God is so kind, or whoever you believe in is so kind. Hey, Carlo, good to see you. Good lady here. Good evening to you too. See, beautiful, eh? Carla. Very beautiful. But you ask, and I asked him this question, and I said to him, if your higher power, God is mine, is such a loving and caring God, then why do bad shit happen to good people? And why all the bad people get away with it? You know, and he couldn't come up with an answer. You know, and I didn't make fun of him. I just don't understand why, if something out there is supposed to be loving and caring, how come the world's all screwed up now? My cousin Dale says, ah, my dear cousin, them buckos are, well, the buckos, yeah, they suck. Haha, lost again, but tomorrow they're playing the Red Sox in Fort Myers. Anyway, so happy to see you on here again. I must dip for a minute, but I shall be back. All right, Dale, thank you for the update on the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'll see you pretty soon. I don't know. It's good to have family who loves you. That's a good thing. It really is. But I just wonder sometimes why the bad stuff happens to good people and the bad people always seem to skate. I don't know. Does anyone have an answer for me? You know, I'd appreciate it. I'd like to hear your point of view. But it is at the 32-minute mark, so I'm going to take 70 seconds and go to a little bit of a commercial bit. And when I come back, we'll continue the conversation. So see you in 70 seconds. Hey, welcome back to Into the Night with Sean Kelly, Sunday Night Edition. A couple announcements I do want to make. I have to say that I want to thank Carnation for sponsoring my show tonight. Seriously, thank you, Carnation, for helping me out. I also want to thank UPRN Talk Radio for allowing me to bring my message to you on Sunday nights and Tuesday nights from 8:10 to 9:10 p.m. Again, we are on UPRN Talk Radio, 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi. And also, I want to remind you that April 6th, it's a Saturday night, at the Dudas Farm down in Brownsville, PA. They're having an open investigation for everybody. Paranormal groups are going to be having it for you know, anybody who doesn't belong to a group, come down and investigate to see what an investigation is all about. Hopefully we'll have a lot of groups down there, and I think it's going to be a really fun time. So I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of paranormal unity. So it is April 6th in Brownsville, PA. I don't have a time yet, but we are having an open investigation on the Dudas Farm. So hopefully you'll get to see a lot of people who are on, who come in and listen to my show. I would truly appreciate it. This Tuesday coming up, my show is going to be on the Bohemian Grove out in California. You know, I mean, I'm not going to get into the wickedness of it, but I'm just going to share about it because I was telling my friend before the show even started that it's just intriguing. Every time I come on the show, whenever I turn my phone on and I go on separate different platforms, it's been popping up forever. So I'm thinking maybe I'm supposed to do a little show on it. I'm not sure. but it is going to be on that. Tammy Johnson. Hey, Tammy, good to see you. Hi, good to see you. Carla says, blessed are the weary at heart. Yes, yes. But I think it's time to take our own lives into control. Control our life. Oh, you're welcome, Tammy. You're welcome. I think it's time, instead of feeling dread and gloom and all that kind of stuff. It's time to take our lives back, man. It is. You know, yeah, I mean, the crap that's going on out there in today's world, it's not good. It's not good at all. It's a bunch of crap. That's what it is. And it's like really messing with people's minds, and it's messing with their emotions and stuff like that. So we need to get that back. We have to be total unity. And I know that is so hard to say. It is so hard to say, thank you, Tammy. But it is so hard to say, because do people actually want to do it? Are they, are people okay in the world today? It seems like everybody is just there looking for the other foot to drop. I was told in AA a long time ago, I'd go a string of 2-3 weeks, everything's working out great, everything's happening great, you know, and all of a sudden, I can't enjoy those 3 weeks because I'm waiting for the bad to happen. Is that what we're waiting for, the bad to happen? Don't you think there was a lot of nastiness that has been happening to us? And it's just not us in the United States. I mean, it's everywhere. It's in the whole world. The whole world. Tammy Johnson says it's the younger generation. They are starting to believe it's normal. But how can we change that, Tammy? How can we change that? How can we tell them that it isn't normal? Sit down and talk to them. Try to reason with them. That's kind of hard. That's real hard to do. You know, I've worked with younger kids who think, you know, that they owe everything. Everybody needs to cater them. Tammy comes back and says, it's a spiritual war. We have to pray more. I agree with you 100% on that. It is a spiritual war. And we can pray all we want, you know, but we have to be strong, Tammy. We got to be strong. We got to be able. We ought to be warriors. Now, listen to me talking like this. I'm being honest when I tell you this. But we have to be worried. If you can make one person smile a day, one person, if you can help one person out crossing the street, doing their, you know, taking their things, carrying their groceries up to their house, you did a nice thing and you made the person smile. And think about all the good that people try to do for people. It's not good enough, I guess, because we're still stuck in the same predicament, you know? But we have to be warriors. We have to fight the evil, the negativity. And that's all it is. But you also know that, yes, we have free will. So we can do whatever we want, you know. Tammy Johnson says, that's exactly how I feel. I try to do good for everyone. I'm glad to hear that, Tammy. And I know my friend Carla does all the time. And I know Tara does. And I know Freighter does. And I know Cindy Mitz does. And I know... River Rose, good evening, good evening. Good to see you on the show, River. So nice to see you. It's really, really nice to help somebody. And you know, if it doesn't make a dent in the spiritual war, you know for yourself by doing something good for that person, okay? By doing something good for that person, you got a little bit of that awesome spirituality coming inside you. Yes. So my mother always taught me, you know, when I was a young kid, if you do something nice for a person, okay, up in heaven, there's a book, and it's called the God Book. For every good deed you have done on earth, there's a check mark beside your name. And if you have a ton of, if you have many, many, many check marks next to your name, then you're going to be able to go into heaven. And I still live by that today. I mean, I could be, you know, Tammy Johnson says, that is true. There is a book on everything we've done. And there is. There is. And also, Tammy, there's a book on what we are going to do until we leave this earth. The question is, though, will there be another book for us as we are spirit? I mean, there's so many questions, so many rabbit holes we can go down. You know, and think, and you know, well, maybe this is right, maybe that is wrong, maybe I should make that move, maybe I should not make that move. Like I tell my friends and I tell everybody, trust your gut. If it says go, go, do it. Do it. You know, our brains get in the way, you know. So, and trust me, I have listened to my brain many a times in my life, many times. And I never trusted my gut. But as time moved on, there were things that it was like, I'm tired of thinking. Anybody get like that? You just get tired of thinking? I do. And I just go with it. I just go with the flow. I go with something that I want to do. Who knows what it is? You know, could be a craft, could be gold prospecting, it could be ghost hunting, it could be whatever. But I go with it now. I tell everybody, I live my life. I did what I wanted to do, you know? Now I'm on a second path, a second life, I guess, if you want to put it that way, because there's more things that, you know, that are going to happen down the pike that I'm going to be able to do. But I know one thing for sure. I will never, ever, ever change you guys on how you feel on what you want to do. I would never do that. I can sit and listen to you and maybe give you a little bit of advice or suggestion. Not advice, suggestion. Michael Anthony will be there too. Thank you, brother. Kason, good to see you, buddy. Welcome. You know, so it's like it will happen. I pray every night. I do pray every night, and I pray for everybody in here. But I also pray and I ask God, I ask him one thing, and I ask him, do you think maybe we can go one day with pure love instead of hatred? One day. If you can't give me one day, give me 1 hour. Give me 2 hours to where there's no wars being fought. Everybody is happy together. Hey, Beth McCord, good to see you, son. Sonny, I mean, good to see you. 1 hour, 2 hours. Give me something to prove that the whole world will be nice to everybody in the world, could be nice to everybody. Give me an hour. And I pray for that. It has not happened yet. But I'm very optimistic about that. And I think one day it will happen. I think the whole world would have enough of all the bullshit that's going on out there in the world now, that everybody will just come together for one day. One day. That's all I ask. You know, and people laugh at me when I say that, and I'm like, why are you laughing? It's what I want. Well, you don't get all, you always don't get what you want. I understand that, but there is one thing I do. If I keep thinking and I keep praying about it, I will definitely get it. You know? But there's one more topic I'd like to get to, okay? What do you all think about burning bridges? Do you think it's healthy for you to burn down a bridge? And what I mean by burning a bridge is just letting go of everybody that was part of your life who done you wrong. Do you think that's a good idea out there, everybody, to burn a bridge? I think so. And I've burned many. I've burned a lot of bridges, a ton of bridges. Tara knows I burned a ton of them. And the reason why I did burn them down is because they affected my mental health. They affected my physical health. And I'm not afraid or ashamed to say stuff like that. I'm not. But I'd like to know what you all feel about it. You know, would you burn bridges just to make your life a lot better? I mean, again, your choice if you want to. Yeah, go for it. I did it. And River Rose says, I have done it. Sometimes it's necessary for peace. Thank you for your comment, Rose. That is so true. I did it to save my mental health is what I had to do. And it's not like, I just don't care no more. I you know, who I do care about, I care about me and I care about my family and I care about the friends who are friends. I care about that. But anybody else that wants to step on me, use me, ride my tailcoat, the hell with them. I don't need it no more. I don't need them no more. I don't know how you all feel about, you know, the situation that you all are going through right now. But sit back and think about it. And River has said it. See, yeah, sometimes it's necessary. Yes, it is necessary for peace. Tammy Johnson said, not understanding, I would burn my bridge as to move on, forget about it, forgive them. Just don't need that negativity in your life anymore. Don't hold a grudge. Just bring your heart some peacefulness. Oh, Tammy, that is beautiful. Let me put that up here so everybody can read that. Okay. I'll read it again. Tammy Johnson said, not understanding, I would burn my bridge as to move on, forget about it, forget them. Just don't need that negativity in your life anymore. Don't hold a grudge. Just bring your heart some peacefulness. You said it right there for me, Tammy, and probably said it for a lot of people out there. And I truly appreciate you sharing that with everybody here. I mean, yeah, but see, I still have that little part, a hard part of, you know, I still have a hard time trying to forgive them because I, you know, I just can't do that yet, but I'm working on it. So one day, hey, maybe it will work. Maybe it will work. But, you know, sometimes you have to do what you have to do to make yourself feel a little better, you know? And I'm okay with that. So today is Sunday. and we got about 5 minutes left of the show. Michael Anthony says, I'm going to leave you with something to think about. Underwater EVPs at shipwrecks. Ah, sweetness, dude. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for coming and listening to my show tonight. I truly appreciate every one of y'all that come in. You're wonderful. You're great. And I truly, truly, truly do appreciate it. It is Sunday, and so I'm going to pull my cards for everybody. For the people who haven't been around or just stopped in, I draw three cards, three animal cards from the medicine cards. The past, the now. I am in Michael. Oh, really? Scuba diver. Good night, Michael. Love you, too. Thank you for coming on. Oh, that's cool to scuba dive. That would be really cool. That would be really cool to do. But I'm going to draw three cards right now. And the first one's going to be your past. The second one will be the now. And the third one will be your future. Okay? So I'm shuffling them. So right after the show, please Google these animals and see if they pertain to you. Okay, so I shuffle. Have your pens and paper ready. Okay. The first card is your past. Oop, where are we at? Oops, oops. Oop, I'm blocked. It's the whale. The whale. The second card, the now card, is the elk. That's the now card. And the future card is the salmon. So you got the whale in your past, the elk in the now, and the salmon in your future. Look those animals up and see, you know, that they pertain somehow into your life. Tammy Johnson says, thank you. If you want God to forgive you for your sins so that you can go to heaven, you have to forgive the people that did you wrong. You don't have to forget about it. You just have to forgive them. Thank you very much, Tammy, and I will work on that. I needed to hear that tonight, Tammy. Thank you. Thank you so much. And she said it was a good show. So, everybody, thank you for coming on. Thank you for listening to the show tonight. If you want to share it with your other, you know, places, other friends of yours or other groups that you belong to, feel free to do that. If anybody wants to be part of my show, feel free to come on or send me a message at the Pittsburgh Paranormal Society Facebook page. Okay. And, we can make arrangements to, you know, to bring you on. Okay. Good night, Case, and good to see you. You too, River. Have a beautiful night, too. So on that note, okay, I am going to close for now. Again, I want to thank Carnation for sponsoring the show. April 6th at the Dudas Farms. They're having an open investigation for all paranormal groups and people who want to learn about the paranormal and go on an investigation. And I will see you Tuesday night, 8:10 p.m., same time, same channel, same everything. And just remember one thing, I love you all. I really, really do love you all. Okay? Good night and sweet dreams.